Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 18. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. If we're not beginning to reevaluate our relationship with the world, then there's a little bit of a missing of the point, don't you think? I mean, all this stuff is God's doing. Somebody said, who did it? Did Gates do it? Did the government do it? Who did it? Who's doing it? God's doing it. That's who's doing it. COVID, he's the one who let that go. You know, he could build a hedge around us and none of this would ever come into America. That's what he can do. But it's here and it's everywhere. He's the one who's allowing this. The Bible says, shall there be evil in a city and the Lord have not brought it? See, I live in a world where you can get your phone out and you can Google me. Well, I don't know if that's true. I'm preaching against the wind myself, aren't I? It's crazy. Think about it. I go out on a limb to tell you my heart. The Bible says, thou art my battle axe. Okay, it's an interesting passage. Jeremiah 51, he says, I'm going to send a destroying wind. There's going to be fanners in Babylon. And these fanners are going to push everybody to the door and say, you don't really want to have a part with this. It's interesting, seeing people moving out of the city. You ever notice that? There are people saying, I need to move out of the city, sell my house and leave. Because they're thinking the city could be a problem. Well, in chapter 51 of Jeremiah, verse 19, it says, the portion of Jacob is not like unto those in Babylon. For he, the Lord, is the portion of Jacob. The portion is not like unto them. It says, for he, the portion of Jacob, is the former of it all. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. He's the portion of Jacob. He's not like Babylon. He's not like anything that has to do with Babylon. Did you know? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Right? Remember we talked about that recent days? It says, for all that is in the world is not of the Father. Right? It's not of the Father. None of this is of the Father that we're seeing that is so caught up in the covetousness that was mentioned in our earlier passage. The Bible says in verse 20, it says, thou art my battle axe. And he's talking to Israel. He says, thou art my battle axe and my weapons of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nation, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. You know what's happening at the Battle of Armageddon, right? There's going to be a bunch of people broken. In fact, they're going to be broken so badly that the Bible says in Zechariah 14, their tongues are going to melt in their sockets, their eyes in the sockets, their tongues in their holes. And the Bible says, and they're going to melt before they ever hit. And the Bible says that the blood's going to come up to the bridles of the horses. Think about that. God's very graphic. He says, I'm going to use you as my battle axe. So everybody's going to go against Israel at the breakneck moments called Battle of Armageddon. They want to destroy Israel. They're going to hate Israel. And can I tell you? This world is starting to hate Israel. More than ever, it's becoming very anti-Semitic. Verse 20 says, you are my battle axe. Verse 33 says, for thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like unto a threshing floor. He led with that. I'm going to send fanners. They're going to fan her. She's like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her. It is time to turn the light on the world and say, this is Babylon. And this is a place you want to get out of, you want to get away from, you want to pull back from, because there's going to be a lightning rod hitting her like you've never seen before. The Bible says, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her, yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. If you can't see that this world's being given notice right now, I mean, that's kind of hard to miss, right? Even lost people who don't even go to church are like, man, what's going on? This is weird. I had a buddy at work. He said, I knew one day I was going over to do some side work on a Sunday. I'm going by all the churches there. Not one car in any of them. That was back when COVID hit. He said, I knew this was weird right away. Not one church had cars in it because they'd ask you to 2 weeks to flatten the curve. The entire world was shut down for 2 weeks, and then it went to 2 years almost now. We're into our second year now. Now, the Bible says in chapter 51 of Jeremiah, it says in verse 35, the violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say. Remember that? That's what he says. He says in verse 6 of chapter 18, it says, reward her even double what she's done to you. He says they're going to be pronouncing some judgments here. The violence that was done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Verse 37 of 51, it says, and Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons. There again, this lays right over chapter 18, where he says it's going to be a place for every foul bird. He says it will become heaps. Every city of the earth is going to fall, chapter 16 says. All the cities of the nations are going to fall. All of them. They're going to be burning heaps. And he says, it'll be a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment and an hissing without an inhabitant. Babylon shall become heaps. 1 John, we reference this, says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But if a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's a verse to lay aside by our day today, right? If you love this so much, then this could be a problem. The Bible says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Matthew 7, 21 through 23 says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall be entered the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out demons? He says, and in thy name have we not done many wonderful works? And he says, and then will I profess and say unto him, I never knew you. You depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Now listen, he didn't say he knew him and he got sick of him and he was done with him and he cast him off. He said, I never knew you. And these are people who are religious. These are people who's doing stuff. They're making what they would call exploits. Man, we prophesied, we've done wonderful works. We've taught in your name, we've cast out demons. This is the world we live in. It's got a political side. It's got a spiritual side. And basically, it's deceiving on every level. Verse 5 of chapter 18 in Revelation says, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Connection. Genesis 11:4. They said, under Nimrod's leadership, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. That was Nimrod's goal. That was his heart's desire. Let us build us a city and a tower whose top shall reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Well, now the whole earth is under one citified feel. Everybody looking like everybody else. I remember years ago when I was first walking with the Lord as a teenager, I'd see some slides from some missionary. You'd have somebody in some far-off, distant land, and they'd be wearing Guess jeans. In the bamboo, cutting stuff down. And they say that there's hardly any place Coca-Cola hasn't reached, and so the gospel should be able to reach it if Coke can't, you know, that kind of thing. But you see my point. We've pretty much made everything connected so that even people who are in faraway lands are wearing shirts and Nike symbols and all of that. No, he says, come out of her, my people. He says, reward her double. You know, when the Bible talks about rewarding her double, we saw this the last time we were together, there are going to be people coming out of the tribulation who are going to feel it deeply what's happened. They're going to be flipped into positions of judicial authority. And the Bible says in chapter 7 of the book of Daniel, verse 18, the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. So it's not clear what forever means. It's forever and ever. Okay, so it's forever. You're going to possess the kingdom. And in verse 26 of Daniel 7, it says, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, that's the Antichrist's dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Verse 27 says, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole earth shall be given to the people of the saints. So there's going to be a kingdom dominion on the whole earth, but then it's going to be given to the saints. Because it's going to be flipped when Jesus returns. Shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey Jesus, him. Chapter 7 in the book of Revelation says, how much has she glorified herself and lived deliciously? This Babylonian spirit, it's all about opulence. It's all about luxury and pleasures. How much she had glorified herself, live deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she has said in her heart, I sit as a queen, and I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Isaiah 47, verses 1 to 5. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Sit thou on the ground, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, which is Babylon. He says, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. The Lady of Kingdoms. She's the Lady of all of them, okay? It's not one. She's the Lady of Kingdoms. One lady of all these kingdoms. It says in verse 8 and 9 of chapter 47 in Isaiah, it says, therefore, hear now this, thou that are given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else is beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children, but these two things shall come to thee in one day. The loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection. It'll be absolute. Loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries. Keep that in your mind. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. Verse 10 of chapter 47 in Isaiah. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and there is none else beside me. What did it say in chapter 18, verse 7? She says in her heart, I sit as a queen and no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come on her in one day, death and famine and mourning, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. Again, all the cities of the nation shall fall. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God that judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication with her, fornication involved becoming maddened, becoming darkened, it made them insane and it made them reprobate. It says, the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her, and shall see the smoke of her burning. Again, another picture of why we believe that it is the entire, because it says all these kings are going to see her burning, her smoke. So wherever you are, you're going to see a city's smoke rising up. And that means on either side of the earth. So I see it as a full-bodied realization of Nimrod's goal. Verse 9 of 18, it says, they will bewail her because they're going to see the smoke of her burning, and they're going to be standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour, that's what it said back in Isaiah, in one hour is thy judgment come. Now that word one hour keeps coming up over and over again. Verse 11 says, and the merchants. So you have two players I mentioned to you at the outset. Watch the merchants and watch the kings. They're the ones who are here. This is political. This is economic. This is what this part of Babylon is being, what part is being dealt with. In verse 11, it says, and the merchants of the earth shall weep. So you have the kings wailing and mourning, and then you have the merchants. Why? Because no man buys their merchandise anymore. I think if we didn't buy anything from China for a while, they might get a little weepy. It might be a little bit of misty-eyed. The merchants of gold and all this. I'm not going to read this because you can read this later. There's a catalog of everything your heart could desire. Gold, silver, oils, you know, all the foods, all the pleasant things. Look at the end of verse 13. It says, and slaves and souls of men. They're buying and selling slaves and souls of men. Do you ever hear of human trafficking? Do you think that's going on? You really think it's going on? How bad is it? How bad is it? Have you looked under the hood lately? No, I don't want to look under too much because that makes me sad. Well, it ought to make you angry. And that's exactly, I believe, what the spirit of this age is going to be playing on. I think they're going to get people to come together against that thing. I think that's what's going to happen. You can parse that later. Verse 14 says, and the fruits that your soul lusted after, it says, are departed from thee. And he's talking to Babylon and every citizen therein. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.